Hey guys, this is Sam with Daily Sports Betting Overtime. Wanted to go ahead and get this out because so many games start at 1 o'clock today. Hope you guys are listening to this early for the Major League Baseball episode on Sunday, June 13th. 13 is my lucky number, so hopefully we'll have a big day today in baseball. Guys, we had a winning record yesterday. Won baseball, and we went 14-9, and overall for the weekend baseball, we went 61-48 with three ties, so didn't do bad in baseball at all. Pretty excited about it. Doing a mixture of over and unders today. Gonna have two bets on each game that I could find numbers on this early. I'm taping this morning at 15:07. I placed my bets probably about, well, I guess it was probably about 15:06, somewhere around there, East Coast time. And some of the numbers are not out yet. There's four games, I think. The numbers aren't out. Two of them are the late games. So I'll try to get those out to you guys on Twitter. Remember, my handle is Overtime Daily, or write me at dailysportsbettingot@gmail.com. I need to apologize to you guys who listen on Spotify and Overcast. It's my understanding you guys didn't get an episode yesterday, and I need to apologize about that. I'm sorry that you guys didn't do that. Here's the thing. Why didn't you write me? I would have talked to them and made sure that it got up in time. You got to let me know if you're not getting what you need. So anyway, let's start first game, 105. Let's go Yankees at Philadelphia and talk a little bit about this game. I took the Yankees yesterday. Remember, we did the prop bet with, I guess it was Aaron Judge, wasn't it? Total bases, Aaron Judge. And then we took on Philadelphia's side, we took total bases, Bryce Harper, put them in a head-to-head matchup, and we won this whole entire game. So want to kind of do it again, not doing player props in baseball today, because I gave you last episode, if you guys listened to the very end of it, I gave you five picks of NASCAR picks. So, I'm going to take the Yankees today. I know I'm umming a lot. I caught myself on that. Sorry. Anyway, taking the Yankees on the money line at +110. And on this game, we're going under 8.5 runs at -115. 110. Can't read my writing. We've got Baltimore at Tampa Bay, and you guys know that the Orioles, oh, they're awful. I know I picked them, Wednesday? Luckily, we won that one, but they were at home, and now they're going to Tropicana. No, I'm not going to tell you how cold it is. Somebody wrote me the other day and said, we get it. You don't like Tropicana Field because it's cold. No. I love going to Tropicana. One of the reasons is you can get tickets really, really easy there. They're not expensive, and they're almost never sold out. So if there's a player you want to see and you're in the Florida area, I'm telling you, just pick up tickets and see your favorite player when they come to Tampa Bay. But anyway, Tampa Bay, I'm taking them on the run line, -1.5. At +115, and then I'm going under 8, because you guys keep telling me how bad it is to hit in Tropicana Field, and it is. Think the batting averages for where teams in Tropicana are .237. It's low, it's bad. So we're gonna go under 8.5 at -115. Or excuse me, under 8 at -115. Next 110 game is Seattle at Cleveland. I'm also taking Cleveland on the run line at home against Seattle. -1.5, not a reverse run line. I like how some of you are learning the language, though. We're taking them on the run line, which means it's -1.5. They have to beat Seattle by 2 or more, and it's going to be -110. And then we're going the over on this one because they are playing in Cleveland. So we're going to go over 7.5 runs at -115. Atlanta at Miami. Guys, we're going to take this one on the money line just for Miami to win, beat the Braves, -135. I think their pitching does it today. And because they're playing in Miami, weather's supposed to be excellent. We're going to go over 8 at -104. Now, I don't like this game. I'm going to go ahead and warn you. I do not like this game. Don't like this series. It is Colorado at Cincinnati, and I don't like it. But I'm taking Cincinnati on the run line for the value. I think this game could go either way. It depends on who wakes up. So I'm going to take Cincinnati, the Eastern team that is used to this, on the run line, -1.5 at 4+120. And then I'm also going to take the over 9.5 runs at -110 because when Colorado plays a team that's kind of equal to them, a little above or a little below, they do score some runs. Cincinnati at home has been blowing out the joint. They're averaging like 7 or 8 runs at home against average teams. So I look for this to be a scoring fest. The other 110 game is Toronto at Boston. I'm going to take Boston on the running line or on the money line just for the win at +106. But going to go under 10.5. Cannot believe that this was 10.5 at Fenway. With Toronto and Boston, I know they're probably looking at like a 6-4 game, maybe, or a 7-5 game. I don't know that they score that much. I think it's going to be 4-2, 4-3, somewhere around there. So we're just going to take Boston on the money line for them to win, and then we're going under 10.5 at -115. San Diego at the New York Mets. I'm taking the home team here. I love San Diego, but they have not been traveling well. I don't know what their deal is. I don't know if some of them have gotten sick or they've been having some sleeping issues or what's been going on. But I'm taking the home team here, the Mets, on the money line at +112. And then I'm going over 8 at -110. The 110 Chicago White Sox game and the 210 Pittsburgh game. I don't have numbers on it, so I can't tell you how I would bet them. I don't have a clue. So the other 210 game was Houston at Minnesota, and I am going with Minnesota for the same exact reasons that I am fading the Padres. I'm kind of fading the Astros. When they're playing away, they're not playing very good. Especially their pitching hasn't been very good. So I'm taking Minnesota on the money line at +120. And then I'm going under 9.5 at -114. Like I said, do the pitching. At 4:05, you got Kansas City at Oakland. Guys, you know, I'm on Oakland. And Kansas City has just really ticked me off this year. So we're going to go Oakland on the run line, -1.5 at +106. And then we're going to go for a low-scoring game due to the pitching that Oakland has and go under 8.5 runs at -115. And then the last game I'm playing today is 4:10, unless I can get the Angels game or the Cubs game, which the Cubs game is the Sunday night ESPN game. Then I may put them up on Twitter, be looking for them. But the last game of today that I'm playing so far is at 4:10, and it is Texas at the Dodgers. And I'm going to make some of you happy. Yes, I'm taking the Dodgers. Because I think the Dodgers are going to whip the Rangers. They're putting a lot of juice on this, and I absolutely can't stand it. They're killing us. To outright just money line win the Dodgers this morning was at -280. I look for that to climb to probably over 300, maybe 330, because I think everybody will be betting this. So that's the reason why I went ahead. I took the run line. Expect Dodgers to win by two or more, and going to take a -1.5 runs at -125. And -125 was the best that I could find in order to take the Dodgers. And then I'm going over 7.5 runs. Both these teams should score, and the Dodgers definitely should score. And I got that at -110. So that's 20 picks for baseball. Now, like I said, the episode previous to this has your NBA basketball playoffs, has 4 player props for NBA playoffs, and then has your hockey playoffs, and then I had people asking me, who is your picks for the NASCAR All-Star Race? So, on the previous episode, I gave 5 of those out. 3 top 5s and 2 top 10s that I'm betting today. So hopefully that helps you out. I decided to do 2 episodes today, kind of keep them both short, not do 1 long episode. So guys, like I always tell you, please bet responsibly. Pick and choose what you bet on. Don't bet any more than what you can afford. You may have to lower your units in order to bet on what you want. Make sure you're using bankroll management, please. Guys, if you think you have a problem or someone around you thinks you have a problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. Answer their questions honestly so they can make the appropriate referrals for you guys and get you any kind of help that you need with your issues as far as gambling goes. Guys, I wish you the best of luck on anything you're watching or betting on today. I hope you guys have a great sports day. Hopefully it will turn out to be as awesome as last night and the UFC fights were. And then I picked the entire Impact Wrestling card. I went undefeated on that, on the decided matches. There was one match that didn't, it was a no contest that I didn't pick right, obviously. And then I even called the surprise at the end. Called both surprises at the end. So I am pretty excited about today. Anyway, guys, as always, I will talk to you soon, and I'll see you down the road.